Now, welcome back, Warrior fans. We got about 4 minutes to go before tip-off here of the boys' championship game at this little Riverdale High School tournament up here in Southwest Portland. And this one promises to probably be about as close as yesterday's game, maybe not quite. Got to tell you, it's not going to be a rivetingly entertaining game, I don't think. This is, even though Riverdale's a 3A school, this is a 3A school. It's not going to win a lot of games this year, I can tell you. In their league, I'd be surprised if they win anything in their league, actually. Watching them warm up, it really resembles a JV team. And so this is going to be an opportunity, much like last night, for the starters to get a few minutes in, run up and down the floor a little bit, and then for Scott to be able to go deep on his bench early on and often in this game. Warriors came off an easy win last night against who'd they play last night? I don't remember. That's how thrilling and exciting that game was. They played Faith Bible last night and got an easy win. This promises to be another one. You'd like to just kind of get out of here and not get anybody hurt. Get some reps, run your offense, work on a couple of defensive things, and get some guys some looks during the game, get them in a little bit of a rhythm, and get ready for next week's season opener for league against Santa Ana Christian. That'll be on the 3rd. And that is at Santa Ana Christian. We'll have that boys and girls games live from there. And looking forward to an exciting season opener for both teams. Santa Ana boys are very good so far this year. And the girls are struggling. Their best player, Rebecca Preston, not playing this year due to some health issues. And without her, they're just not the same basketball team they were with her on the floor. She's an outstanding athlete. Probably going to be an outstanding track athlete in college. So, anyway, joining me tonight, Ron Huber. How you doing, Ron?
I'm good.
Good. And we're going to have a little bit of varsity JV game here, I think.
One last thought. You remember a couple years ago that Preston girl, when she was a sophomore, what'd she get? She had 30 points at half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's... She did two things, and I've related this a few times, but she did two things in one game that I haven't seen in since I've been here. They were both in the same game down there at Santa Ana Christian, and the first thing that she did was there was a loose ball at the foul line at our end, and she and Keeley both went for it. They got there about the same time. Preston was able to snag it. They're side-by-side, hip-to-hip, and Preston takes off with the ball on a full dribble, Keeley trying to catch up with her. Yeah. And Preston just pulls away, beats her by two strides to the rim at the other end, and Keeley's running as hard as she could. Preston with the ball in her hands, two strides ahead of her after running 60 feet.
Yeah.
The other thing was, I mean, that just blew me away. I mean, it just looked like Keeley was running slow motion compared to her. The other thing was Preston trailing on a fast break, a Warrior fast break, and I think it was Hatch laid it up, and Preston came from behind and blocked it off the backboard. her hand was at about it was above the foam. I mean, she's
first team All-State volleyball.
Best track athlete in the state.
By far. And probably at a lot of levels. I mean, she had some time.
Look at this. Ron, did you see these two peasant girls over here on my right? Look how homely they are. And they're just running around looking for an outlet for their iPhones. So they want to know if they can plug in. And it looks like I've got a couple spots you can use, girls. Cheyenne and Jenna coming over wanting to plug in their phones because they're just too low. And they just can't survive without their phones having a full charge on them to make it back home tonight. So, Warriors being introduced, going to be, once again, the starting lineup, normal starting lineup, except Tyler Power is not here, so Tommy Jackson started. Tommy had a great night last night. He just dominated the glass on both ends. So, it's going to be White, Blake, Jackson, Nelson, and Jaeger on the floor for the Warriors, wearing their road gray uniforms with a royal and white trim. Good-looking, sharp uniforms. I like these Warrior uniforms they've got.
All the way down to the socks and the shoes. When you and I played, everything matched.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
Nope.
Everybody wore the same socks when I was on a team.
Yeah.
We all agreed what we were wearing. Back then, it was the Nike crew socks. That's what we wore. When I was a freshman, it was the knee-high socks. When I was a sophomore, the Nike crew socks came out. And everybody started wearing those. Back when the Air Jordan was a young shoe. So Riverdale being introduced here. They're going to start Nick Waitches Eubanks, number 23, a junior. Number 30, Isaac Abrams, a sophomore. Number 33, Amir Sanai, a senior. Number 42, Whit Horning, a junior. And number 52, Clayton Pels, a junior. This team's actually, matches up size-wise with us pretty well, but I don't think athletically or basketball skill-wise this is going to be much of a contest. But should be entertaining from as an Amity fan. I wouldn't want to be a Riverdale fan probably watching this game. So Pels and Yeager are going to jump it up at center here. Pels about 6'7". But Yeager might win this tap. We'll see. Yeager gets up pretty well off 2 feet. It's a good two-footed jumper. Here we go. About to get underway. First quarter action here. Excuse me. And Yeager wins the tap over to Blake. Blake up the left side. Swings it a wide out top. Back to Blake.
2-3 zone.
They're coming out pretty aggressive, trying to deny the shot out on the wing. They've got pretty good length with Pels inside at 6'7", and then they've got Horning about 6'3". Jackson out to Nelson on top to White, fakes the three, jump step, and went for a bounce pass for Yeager. Yeager was popping out instead of cutting to the basket. So turnover on the Warriors. So good aggressive 2-3 zone, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mavericks putting a little energy in on the defensive end right off the bat. Point guard is Waitches Eubanks. Swings it over to Abrams. Abrams with White on him. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors to Horning. He pops out. Horning on the right angle. Back to Abrams. Abrams throws it to Waitches Eubanks. Loses it. Gets it back. Out by the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor there. Swings it to Pels. Pels hits a popping out. Sonai. Sonai back to Pels on the right angle. Pels looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Swings it to Horning on the left angle. Back to Pels.
Amity's in a tight man-to-man.
Waitches Eubanks with it. Hits Sonai at the top of the key. Warriors playing aggressive defense here. Already over a minute gone in the game. No shot attempts for either team. That'll keep the game close right there, Ron.
Yeah.
Horning to Abrams.
Which would be to their advantage.
You can see they have no intentions at a timeout taken by Riverdale. They didn't get a pass inside the three-point line.
No.
In about... So we had the ball for probably 20 seconds. They had the ball for close to a minute there, and the ball never made it inside the three-point line, which is one way
there was
to
not, even
not
look
get
at
blown
the,
out.
They didn't even look at the basket, did they?
I don't think so.
No.
And he took a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors on defense here. Warriors turn the ball over their first time down the floor. A little miscommunication between Sam White and Kodiak Yeager. Now on the defensive end. Mavericks with the ball. Abrams, top of the key, extended to the right side now. Works his way down. Kicks it out on top. Swing it to Swanee on the left wing. Trying to look inside to Pels. Nothing there. He's posting up pretty aggressively on Jackson down there. They swing it around the top now. Abrams with it. Watches Eubanks. Kicks it out to Abrams. Back to Waitches Eubanks. Over to Abrams on the right wing. They just have... Now they try to lob it inside. They get it down to Pels on the low block. Back out to Abrams. And we've got a reach-in foul on Jason Nelson, I think. Trying to get the steal.
Sam.
Is it Sam?
Yeah,
Sam White?
So.
Looking through some traffic here. We're almost at floor level. We're only about 2 feet off the floor. So sometimes looking across the floor, we can't see real well. First foul on the Warriors.
Sam.
White with his first foul. Waitches Eubank working on Nelson. White jumps out on him. Now he gives it to Abrams. Abrams on the right wing. Throws it down in the corner. Waitches Eubank hits a two-pointer. And they are on the board 2-0.
Pretty patient.
And they come out in a press right away.
Patient.
Warriors break the press. Get it across half court. White with it. Backs it out. Swings it right side. Go inside the high post now. Yeager turns, misses the deep two, and Waitches Eubanks with the rebound.
That's
Eubanks with it. Swings it to Sanae, looking inside. They go baseline instead. Now they go inside to Pels. Turns, nothing there. Good cut off there. Good defense by the Warriors. Kick it back out. Horning swings it right side to Adams. Adams down low, or Abrams, excuse me, down low. Pels throws a bad shot. Rebound by Blake. Blake pushes it up the middle of the floor hard. Pulls up at the top of the key. Swings it right side. They go down low to Jackson. Jackson turns back out to Nelson. Nelson swings it to Blake. They swing it left side to Sam.
Pass.
Bad pass inside. Picked off by Pels. So the Warriors not very patient. I'll give Riverdale this. They don't have a lot of basketball talent, but they're playing good defense, and they're patient on offense. Pass out in the corner to Abrams. Goes down low to Pels. Pels turns, misses the jump hook, and White with the rebound. White pushes up the middle of the floor in transition, going to take it all the way in, and
he is fouled
as he goes up for the shot. White will go to the line to shoot two. A little transition action for the Warriors there. So Mavericks using their length in that 2-3 zone and hustling, really getting out on the shooters quickly, doing a good job of rotating defensively, and offensively just very, very patient. White hits the first one. The Warriors are on the board finally. We are 3.5 minutes in with the first Warrior point, Ron. They've only had three possessions, four, something like that.
And one shot.
Yeah, only one shot. Two turnovers and one shot attempt. White hits a pair, and we're tied at two. Warriors come out of 1-2-2 press here. They break that pretty well. Horning with it, right angle.
There's a turnover.
Knocked away. Abrams gets it back, takes an awkward-looking shot, bounces around, no good, and Jackson with a rebound. Good hustle by Tommy. Gets it to White. White up the left side with it. Slows it down. Now he penetrates, gets into traffic. A little bounce pass out to Nelson in the corner. Nelson drives, comes out the other side, baseline to White. White goes baseline, pulls it back out on top to Blake. Blake out by the center circle with it. Reset the offense. Swings it to Nelson. Nelson puts up a three right side. No good. And Horning with the rebound. Horning about 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", something like that. Solidly built kid. Did a good job on the board there on Jaeger. Sana E with it. Left wing. Warriors in a 2-3 zone now.
Switched up.
Sana E gets it knocked away by Blake. So the ball will be out of bounds here by the end of the Warriors bench. Warriors moving right to left in front of us. Warriors bench, left end of the floor. Horning will inbound. Gets it in to Waitches. Eubanks. He swings it right side to Sana E. Out to Abrams. Dump it down to Pels. Ball knocked away. Blake couldn't come up with it. They get it back inside to Pels, and he lays it up and in. Little broken play there, and they get an easy basket. Warriors had the steal, but Blake couldn't finish the play. Lost his balance. Warriors against this 1-2-2 press now. Blake gets it down in the corner. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot. Throws it out. Saved by Tommy Jackson. Good hustle there. That would have been a turnover. White. Warriors down 4-2 here early. It's going to be a low-scoring game. You can see that. They go in the corner. Jaeger with it. Backs it out to Nelson. Out on top to White. White crosses over. Swings it to Blake. Left side. Back to White. Defense is very active. Blake, 23-footer left side. Nope. No good. Jackson can't get it. Jaeger gets it. His shot blocked by Pels. Ball tipped. And Waitches Eubanks comes out of there with it. For JV squad, they look pretty good here, Ron. There's a ball tipped. It's going to go off of Pels and out of bounds. Good hustle by Tommy Jackson.
They play good fundamental defense. That's what changes our offense. Is what's
yeah, offensively, they have very, very limited options. But defensively, they're doing a very good job so far limiting our offensive opportunities. They're not giving a lot of good looks here. Nelson with it. Penetrates right side. Leaves it for Jackson in the corner. Out to Blake. Blake puts up a 24-footer,
nope.
Rims it, won't stay. Jackson with the rebound, puts it up and in. Tommy Jackson banging the boards. Good effort there by TJ. 4-4 game. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. This has the makings of a game in the 20s. Can't imagine that'll last, but right now that's the way it is. Pels turns, misses the jump hook. Good defense by Jackson. Jaeger with the rebound to White. White pushes up the left side. It's an acceleration, steps through on Pels, lays up with the left hand and in. Sammy White. That was a sweet drive. Pels is big, but he's not that agile, and White took advantage of him not being able to move his feet quick enough to slither past him and get that left hand up and in. Waitches Eubanks drives. He's going to get a foul called on Nelson on the drive. Good move by Waitches Eubanks to kind of explode to the basket there. Brian Hatch coming in. Sammy out. Sam not happy about coming out, but getting a break here. About 6 minutes into the first quarter. Pels out on top to Waitches Eubanks. That's his hyphenated last name. Not saying two names. Pels turns, jump hook, no good. Blake High for the rebound. Job by Zach to go up and get that. Crosses over, gets in the lane, out in the corner. Hatch for three, air ball. Oh. Ball knocked out of bounds. No, nice saved by Jaeger, puts it up, and he's fouled. That's going to be on Pels.
Blake made the nice save.
Was that Blake with the save?
Yeah.
Outstanding hustle down there on the baseline to follow that shot by Hatch from the corner. It was an air ball, long, got tipped, was headed out of bounds. Blake with the save, back into Jaeger. Jaeger gets fouled as he takes it up.
His free throws are always a...
Not a lot of rotation on that ball. About a half a rotation on Jaeger's shot, but he knocks it down. He's not a bad free throw shooter.
No, it's a mystery how that thing goes in.
That is repetition, man.
Yes.
Lots and lots of repetition. It's a mystery, but we like the results usually.
Should be
There's a pass
off.
Stolen by Hatch. Lays it up. And in. Brian Hatch with a good steal there. And he gets the basket. And they're right back into the press here. Uches Eubanks. Waits Eubanks with it. Pushes up the left side. He's got a good left-handed dribble. And that ball knocked out of bounds by Jaeger.
They're going to have trouble beating the press with the dribble. They lucked out that time. But they do not have a good strategy for beating the press.
Well, and once the Warriors figure out that Waits Eubanks likes to go left-hand, they're going to take that away from him.
Yep.
He's a hard left-hand dribbler. He hasn't gone right with it yet. Waits Eubanks with it. Nelson stand at the three-point line, daring him to do anything out beyond there. Swings it right side to Sana'i. Sana'i down in the corner to Abrams. Goes low to Pels. Pels, offensive foul. Wow. Tommy Jackson drawing it. He just held his ground and took the shoulder to the chest, Ron.
It's good defense. He's played good defense on him.
Did an outstanding job there. So Pels goes out. Horning comes back in, so they get quite a bit smaller inside now. Could be good for Kodiak Jaeger. Pels may not be that athletic, but when you're 6'7 and you're wide, you take
up
a lot of space. It gets in the way of running your offense.
Yeah.
They get it into Blake. It's his 2-2-1 press here. There's a bad pass. Nelson with a great job to save it. Kicks it out to Hatch. Hatch fakes the three, now to Blake. Blake out by the center circle with it. High post to Jaeger, back to Blake. Blake swings it to Hatch. Hatch back to Blake. And swings it over to Nelson on the left side. Cross court to Hatch. Bounce pass down low to Jackson. Good ball movement. Jackson gets fouled as he goes up. That's going to be on Horning. Good job by Jackson.
Nice position.
Well, he started out with good position, and then he lost it. He got himself right underneath the basket and had to kind of jump back to try to get the shot off and was kind of bailed out by Horning there. I don't know if Jackson had a good shot angle at that point. Got a little deep. But good hustle play by Jackson. Misses the foul shot.
Now that free throw on the other hand looks
he rushes
good rotation.
He rushes a little bit on his shots. I'd like to see him slow down just a little bit on that, especially on that first one.
Yeah.
But you see what he takes a couple nice dribbles and then he kind of rushes the shot itself. I think if he would take a breath after he took that dribble. Offensive rebound by Jaeger after the second miss. Cross-court pass, not a good idea. Picked off by number 15. That's Bong, Andrew Bong. Down in the corner to Sana'i. Back to Horning. Horning puts up three. Good. Ooh. Oh, my.
Nice.
Did not see that in warm-ups at all. I watched that kid shoot, and he missed every shot he took in warm-ups from the three-point line. But he drilled that one. 10-7 Warriors inside. Jaeger, jump hook, no good. Jackson battling, and Horning comes out of there with it. Horning to Bong. And that's the end of the first quarter. Warriors up 10-7 after one. Not exactly the way that Coach Nelson drew it up, but you can start to see some of the things that the Warriors will be able to take advantage of going forward. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. You're listening to KLYC McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber here at Riverdale High School. Warriors up 10-7 on the home team Mavericks here in the championship game. Mavericks with a good 2-3 zone and a lot of shot or clock-killing possessions where they just pass the ball about 30 times. But this time they quick shoot. Horning misses. He made the last one. And Jaeger with the rebound. Took another three there. He's actually got a nice-looking stroke, but he catch left corner three. Won't stay in. Jackson tips it, and Bong with the rebound. Trapped down there by Hatch. Gets it away to Abrams. Abrams coming up the floor. Hatch wanted to wolf him, and he couldn't get to him. Gets it to in the corner now to Horning. His pass tipped by Nelson. Bong comes down with it. He throws it away. Picked off by Jackson. Jackson to Blake. Blake holds up a little bit to see what's going on. Crosses over. Gets in the lane. And gets his shot blocked out of bounds by Horning. He kind of lost that one on the way up, and Horning got a hand on it, knocked it away. So I'm not sure who's inbounding. All five guys are out by the foul line. Oh, it's going to be Hatch inbounding. He didn't realize it. Brian.
Oh, nice.
To a cutting Nelson, and he's fouled as he goes up. Nice job. Nelson just diving from the foul line right to the basket. Brian hit him with the with a good pass, and Nelson will go to the line to shoot two. That's five fouls on Riverdale. Only two on the Warriors so far.
It's two on what I think is their best shooter.
No, that, they gave that to number 15. That's his first. Nelson misses the foul shot. So that's not what we want to see. Jason's been a good foul shooter this year. See if he can knock down the second one here. Chance to make it a four-point lead, and he does. Rattles the cage and gets it to stay. 11-7 Warriors. Horning with it. Brings the ball off the floor against this pressure. Ball tipped away, knocked away, and Jackson comes out of there with it. Good job by Jaeger, I think, to tip that away. Bounce pass to Blake. Blake lays it up. He is – no, they got him for a travel. He took an extra step on the baseline, the official says.
Nice pass.
It's a nice-looking NBA move.
It was a nice pass by Jason.
It was. Nelson had the ball at the foul line, made a nice bounce pass, and Blake could have used a dribble in there, apparently. Abrams with it. Warriors with a 1-2-2 pressure here. They break that with a good diagonal pass. Horning in the corner. Sanae with a shot. No good. Weak side rebound. Tipped by Blake. Jackson comes down with it ahead to Nelson. Nelson, nice bounce pass ahead to Hatch. Back to Nelson. Nelson at the foul line. Turns. Dumps it down to Jaeger. Jaeger lays it up and in. What a great pass by Jason Nelson. On the spin, in the air. Looked like he was going to shoot it. Saw Jaeger at the last second. There's a tip by Blake. Abrams comes down with it. Hatch harassing Abrams from behind. Horning with it. Warriors picking up their defensive intensity now. The drive on the baseline by Bong, and he gets all the way to the basket. Little breakdown on the rotation there. Hatch too much or dribbling, but Nelson comes down with it. Being strong with it. Sanae pushing him. Gets away with the push right in front of the official. That's kind of interesting.
We're in Portland.
Yes, we are. Nelson swings it over to Blake, down to Hatch. And he turns it over. And that'll get Josh Ward into the game. Surprised it took this long to get Josh in, actually. Abrams, right wing, drives back out to Waitress Eubanks. Now down in the corner to Bong, back out to Abrams, puts up a three, no good. Rebound by Nelson, or by Hatch. Hatch ahead to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson gets to the foul line, bounce pass to Jaeger, lays it up and in. Jason Nelson making all kinds of good things happen, Ron.
Yes.
Excellent. In the open floor, he's just got that slasher and good court awareness and good vision. There's a pass knocked away by Hatch, picked up by Bong. Now he's trapped down in the corner, gets it out to Horning. Warriors really scrambling on defense now, trying to fluster this Riverdale team. Sanae back out to Abrams. Abrams swings it over the right side to Horning, puts up a three from there. Short. Hatch tips it out of bounds. Didn't come down with it. So Wart and White back in. Hatch and Jackson out. Jackson, first time he's been out this game. He works hard. He needs a break every so often.
Probably got five or six.
We got a timeout taken. He had a 30-second timeout.
Five or six rebounds for Jackson.
And that's taken by Riverdale. That's their second timeout. It's going to be a 30-second. We'll stay here. Warriors being led by Jaeger with his 6 points. White has four. Jackson and Hatch with two each. And Nelson with one. 15-9. Warriors, 5:17 left to go. Second quarter. So, Ron, what's changed on the defensive end for the Warriors?
More aggressive trapping type defense, which takes advantage of their lack of ball handlers and our quickness.
And on the offensive end, it's really been Jason Nelson here in the second quarter in the open floor penetrating and finding guys open.
He's had some Morgan Croxford passes.
And that's a high compliment. We'll have to tell Jason you gave him that. Passing the ball almost as well as Morgan. Morgan-esque, Croxford-esque. We'll work on something.
I think
there
the last four baskets are his assists.
Horning inbounds for the Mavericks. Warriors up six. Well, it looks like it's going to be a pretty low-scoring game. They're a pretty patient team on the offensive end, and defensively their zone really packs it in and makes you have to work. Bong with it down in the corner to Abrams, back to Bong. Bong drives right, gets in the corner. They kind of trap down there. He kicks it back out to Abrams. Abrams with a drive, gets into traffic out in the corner to Bong. Bong wants to drive, steps back, back out to Waitress Eubanks. Waitress Eubanks with it. And again, here they've run almost, they've run 40 seconds already, Ron, of clock, this time down the floor. Loses the ball, ends up with it back. Waitress Eubanks, little drive, nobody there. Finally gets it to Abrams. High post to Horning. Horning fouled by...
He pushed it.
And that's Kodiak just being impatient there.
Yeah.
He didn't really have a play on the ball, but when you've been playing defense for almost 50 seconds, all of a sudden you feel like, I'm going to get a steal or something here, and you commit a turnover or a foul.
He was in bad position. He went way up too high, then had to chase. As the guy.
Horning puts up a three in the corner, no good. Blake with the ball. Pushes it up the floor, puts the brakes on at the foul line, and then thought he had Nelson, threw it away. Nelson stopped. And Blake had looked away and thought Jason was still running to the corner of the baseline. So a little sloppy there on that break for the Warriors. Coming up on the four-minute mark here to go in second quarter. Warriors with just 15 points in this game. Horning out top for three. Misses. Nelson, they're getting better looks on their end than we are on our end. And that's why Nelson turns that one over. Bong got a hand in the passing lane. Jason knows it. That was not a good pass. The drive by Eubanks, and he is pushed on the drive. I think he's going to shoot two. Again, he's left-handed. He has never gone right-hand one time. And that's what Scott's telling Jason, dad telling son, push him to the right hand. Don't let him go left. Jason with a bad series of plays there, one on the offensive end, one on the defensive end. Waitress Eubanks misses the foul shot. You know, we talked a little bit about their head coach, Ron, Paul Henderson, a veteran coach, and he doesn't have a lot of talent to work with here, but I'll tell you what, he's doing a good job with it. Mm-hmm. Waitress Eubanks hits the second one. Warriors only up five. Feels like they're in control of the game. Nelson with the ball, right wing, penetrates, gets all the way in, puts the brakes on, turns, lays it up and in. Jason Nelson doing it all. He's got 3 points and probably three or four assists in this game. Warriors up seven now, largest lead of the game for them. Waitress Eubanks, quick pass down in the corner. Now they get it out to Abrams, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Wart with a rebound.
Nice rebound.
Nelson with it. Pushes it up the right side. Bounce pass in the corner to Jaeger. Jaeger out to Blake. Blake hasn't scored tonight. Works left. Now kicks it over to White. White drives baseline. Pulls up. Kicks it back out to Nelson. Nelson high post to Jaeger. Jaeger swings it to Blake. Blake 21-footer right side. No good. Ball tip. Blake chases it down. Good job by Zach to stay with the play. Bounce pass over to White. White, little penetration. Hop step, shovel pass inside. Jaeger lays it up and in. Nice pass by Sammy White.
That was nice.
Jaeger with 8 points, and his points have been set up by guys making great penetration and dishes, and Jaeger's just made himself available for the ball at the right place, and he's finishing. Waitress Eubanks, and we've got a timeout taken by Coach Henderson. 19-10 Warriors, and I think he can feel this one slipping away a little bit. Doesn't like what he's seeing on the offensive end. We're going to have a full timeout, I think, taken here.
Yep.
So we're going to take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KOYC. We'll be back after this message.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorize shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Riverdale Ball coming out of the timeout. Waitress Eubanks drives. His shot blocked by Kodiak Jaeger. Came around from the side. White penetrates in with the left hand, lays it up, won't stay. Jaeger with the tip, gets it back, puts it up and in. Kodiak nice. Jaeger has such a nice feel around the rim, Ron.
Never brings the ball down.
Nope.
That's the key.
And a nice soft touch.
Oh, nice.
Jason
steal.
Nelson with the steal on the inbound, puts it up. He's fouled. He'll go to the line.
Sam and him had a really good trap. On
yep,
that
they trapped the inbound pass, and then Nelson stole it, and they tried to pass it from there. So Nelson back to the foul line. Second foul. A 16 foul against Riverdale. That's the second foul on number 23, WHSU Banks, who's their point guard. Nelson hits the first. That one looked more like Jason Nelson at the foul line there, Ron.
Good rotation.
Yep. Pell's coming back in. He's going to replace Bong. On the floor for the Warriors, White, Blake, Nelson, Wart, and Jaeger. Nelson misses the second one. Ball's tipped a couple times, and Sanae comes down with it. So Nelson splits a pair at the foul line again. He's two out of four. Pell's with it. Nelson trapping him. Horning drives. Blocked by Wart. Oh, they're going to call the late foul. Josh went up. Might have got a piece of the wrist, but boy, that whistle was late. Nice attempt by Josh to get the block on that. It wasn't really his fault. Horning got overplayed on the perimeter. Nelson overplayed a little bit. Horning spun, went to the basket. When he did, Wart had to come over and try to defend the rim. Left his man. First one missed, though, by Horning. Second one good. So Warriors up 22-11. Nelson swings it to Sammy. White back to Nelson as they break the pressure easily. Still pressuring, though, and there's going to be a foul against Sanae. That's going to be their seventh. Yeah, we're going to be shooting, Ron. They put Nelson on the line to shoot one and one. This officiating crew is actually doing a good job.
And when I made that comment about Portland officials, it's a lot more physical game up in this area, and the referees let a lot of stuff go.
And that's fine. That's something you have to get used to as a basketball player, playing according to how the officials are calling the game. And it's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can't allow officials letting more contact go to impact you negatively. Nelson splits a pair. Wart high for the rebound, puts it back up. He's fouled. So Wart will go to the line. Nice hustle by Josh Wart.
He clearly grabbed that ball 6 inches above the rim.
He went way up. He did a great job of getting inside position. I don't think Horning knew what was going on. He went baseline, came around him, jumped up, grabbed that ball high above the rim, came down, went right back up, and drew contact. Wart to the line, knocks down the first one.
He has an outstanding touch.
He really does, and I think we're going to see that next year. He's going to really be the focal point of this offense, and he's going to be inside and outside.
Oh.
This is the second one. Warriors just can't do anything but split free throws here lately. Wart one out of two after Nelson, but one out of two. Warriors up 24-11. They're trapping in the half court here down in the corners. WHSU Banks kicks it out to Abrams. Over to Horning. Horning with a tough runner, or a kind of a leaping leaner there from about 12 feet. He misses. Pels with a rebound out to Sanae. Sanae back to Pels in the low post. Turns. Jump hook, knocks that one down. That was actually a good-looking shot. He's missed a couple of those, but he puts that ball high off the glass. There's no way you're going to affect his shot. It's just a matter of whether or not he makes it at 6'7". You haven't seen a hook shot like that in a long time, have we, Ron? Kind of a lost art. For a kid that's not very athletic, that's a great shot because he can get it any time he catches the ball down there. You can always get a hook shot off. Nothing the defense can do to really prevent that once you catch it in the low post. Warriors working around the perimeter here, up by 11. Blake goes baseline, reverse lay-in, nothing there. Got himself in way too deep, thought he was going to get fouled and didn't.
Really should have passed it off to Wirt, who was wide open.
Waits Eubanks, out on top to Horning. Horning over on the right side, now they go down in the corner to Abrams. Beats the trap down there, and Blake with a steal. Walking the tightrope there, takes it in, lays it up and in. Zach Blake with his first basket of the game, and he earned that one.
He's worked hard the whole two quarters. He finally got rewarded.
He hasn't taken a lot of shots. I think he's only taken three shots so far in the game.
Yeah.
Sanae looks at a three, backs off when Wart comes out at him. 34 seconds left to go here in the quarter, in the half. They go bounce pass to Horning inside, puts up a nice turning shot. Nobody came across on that trap. That was a good entry pass. Warriors up 11 with the ball. White going to pick up a foul, go to the line. Nice job by Sammy to attack that trap before it could get there.
That's a big foul. I think they got the third foul on. No, called on 33.
That's just his second.
Yeah. I thought it was.
What I liked about that is, one-on-one situation, when you're a good free throw shooter and you see the defense out of position in a press like that, you attack it. You make them either foul you or let you go. So it'll put Sam on the line to shoot 1-1. And he buries the first one. I think Sammy's got a good chance to be the top free throw shooter in our league this year, Ron.
Yeah.
I think Devin McShane last year was as good as they came, I think, in our league. He or Bernard's. I think Devin was a little bit better on the year than Bernard's was personally. I don't have percentages to back that up, but when you go 15 out of 16 in Willamina, that sure helped. Warriors press here as White gets a pair. Sana'i with the ball, 22 seconds to go. And the clock stopped, so we got some issues there. Now it's running. So they're going to have to decide. The officials will get together and decide how much time should be. And Scott's going to take a 30-second timeout while they figure this out. Talk with his boys a little bit. They're going to put 16 seconds on the clock. 28-15. Warriors with the lead. It'll be Mavericks' ball. They'll get it right this side of half court, their side of half court. And the Warriors will try to come up with a trap here and get a turnover, see if they can get a basket here in the last 16 seconds. They'll have to get a turnover to do that or a quick miss. Excuse me. 19 fouls on the Mavericks, 5 on the Warriors. So they can be pretty aggressive on the perimeter. Nobody, I don't think anybody has 2 fouls for the Warriors even.
Sam, or... Jason has 2.
Okay. 16 seconds left to go, first half. Warriors up 13, 28-15. Didn't think we were going to get to 28 points in 4 quarters there for a while.
Well, our defense has really stepped up, changed the game.
They get it into Abrams. Abrams wide up tight on him. They come out to trap him, or threaten the trap at least. Now they back it off. Now they trap him. Dump into the high post to Pels. Pels. To Wong, over to Abrams, they swing it to Sana'i. There's the tip by White, can't get to it. They get it back, and there's a heave from half court. Nice defense by the Warriors. White almost had the pick, but only could get a fingertip on it. So after 2, Warriors with a 28-15 lead. They outscore them, the Mavericks, 18-8 in that second quarter to go from a 3-point lead up to a 13-point lead. For the Warriors there in the first half, Kodiak Yeager leading all scorers with 10 points. Jason Nelson with 5. Should have had more. Missed 3 free throws. Sam White with 6. He was 4 out of 4 from the line. Jackson with 2. Wart 1. Blake 2. And Hatch 2. For the Mavericks, Horning had 6 points. Pels 4. Waitches Eubanks 3. And Bong 2. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in probably about 7 minutes or so to get things set up for the second half. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Yes, it started.
19.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here at Riverdale High School in Southwest Portland. Got about 2 minutes to go here before the start of the second half. Warriors are leading 28-15. Low scoring affair here. Excuse me, with a cough there. Mavericks came out in a real aggressive 2-3 zone. Got out on shooters really well. Made the Warriors have to work hard in that first quarter. Only scored 10 points. But a better second quarter. 18 points there in the second quarter by the Warriors. Did a better job of getting the ball inside and in transition, finding people, creating space. Still too many turnovers there in the first half by the Warriors. And defensively, like the intensity picking up, really pressuring the perimeter. Not great ball handlers here for Riverdale.
Well, that was how we got our offense, was our defense. Made created shots.
Yeah, the half-court offense really hasn't done a lot. Probably only about 6 or 8 points out of the half-court offense. And part of that's a tribute to Riverdale. Part of that's Warriors turning the ball over and making some bad decisions, getting impatient a little bit against the zone defense. The one thing that you know, if you're playing against the zone and there's no shot clock, you better be very, very patient with the ball. Mm-hmm. Most effective offense they had was Jason Nelson weaving through the defense and finding guys for lay-ins.
Well, you had a little stretch in there. We had 4 assists in about a minute.
The Warriors basketball, I believe, to start the third quarter. Starting lineup on the floor for the Warriors. Blake, White, Yeager, Nelson, and Jackson. Jackson taking the place of Tyler Parr, who's not here this weekend.
Is he still sick or what's
I think they might be out of town.
Okay.
I think that's this time of year. Sometimes you'll lose a kid or two to that. White with it. They set things up, swings it right side to Yeager. Yeager hits a pop it out Nelson. 2-3 zone for Riverdale still. The lob, backdoor, and the lob was a little short. Jaeger brought it back, couldn't hang on to it. Blake gets the rebound, pulls up on the baseline, misses. White tried to save it. He was out of bounds, put a foot on the baseline. Yeah, the lob was there, but those pass was just a little bit short, and Jaeger caught it kind of short of the rim and couldn't do anything with it, couldn't hang on to it. Warriors come out with a little full-court trap here. Ball knocked off the leg of Abrams out of bounds. Good job by White to force the turnover there. Warriors basketball. White with it. Blake talking over here to Coach Nelson. They go high post to Jackson, takes a dribble, kicks it back out to White. White to Nelson, back to White on top. White, hook pass, tries to throw it inside. Not a good decision. Sonnini with the interception there. They push it ahead, left side, Horning. Horning, little drive, picks it up to Sonnehy out in the right corner to Abrams. Abrams back to Sonnehy, and they swing it back out on top to the point guard, Waitches Eubanks. He starts to drive and backs up. Nelson sitting hard on that left hand now. Got beat three or four times there in the first half, did Amity players, by that left hand of Eubanks. Sonnehy lobs it inside to Pels. Pels working on Jackson, lays it up and in. You can't let him catch it down low. That's all he can do. But he's 6'7", and he's got a little hook shot.
6'7", and probably 230, 240. He's not skinny.
No, and he backed Jackson down that time, very methodical. You're going to have to double down on him if they get the ball inside. You're going to have to make him give it up, because I don't think he can put the ball on the floor in traffic. Warriors with the basketball, up 28-17. High post, Jaeger misses the 15-footer. Jackson with a weak side rebound. Takes it back up. Ooh. His shot blocked by Pels. He gets the ball back on the floor to Jaeger. Jaeger turns around, goes right at Pels, and puts up a little jump hook and in. Kodiak Jaeger has had the magic touch around the basket today. Good soft touch. Little jump hook over the 6'7 Pels. Horning gets it to Abrams. Abrams swings it left side to Pels. He gets it back in the hands of the point guard, Waitches Eubanks. Waitches Eubanks with it down in the corner to Horning. Back to Waitches Eubanks. Nelson on him. Tight man-to-man defense for the Warriors. They kick it out. Sonnehy, and they rotate it back around into the hands of the point guard. He crosses over and backs up.
They really don't have a three-point threat.
They don't, and you can see that. I think Horning's their best three-point shooter. They lob it inside to Pels again. This time the Warriors double down, and they foul him. I think that's going to be on, I don't know if it's Blake or Kodiak. It's on Kodiak Jaeger.
It's too good a position, because he's getting right on the block with somebody straight behind him. Yeah.
That's what Scott's telling him right now, is you can't do that. I'm going to turn you down, Ron, for a second. Pels makes the free throw. He's got seven in the game. Bring you back up here. Second one, that is the highest arching free throw I've ever seen. That one comes up a little short. Jackson with the rebound. Here comes White up the right sideline. Nelson with it. Out on top to Jackson. Swings it to White left side. Missed Jaeger there that time. White gets inside. Back out to Nelson. Fakes the three. Drives. Knocked away. He gets it back. Turns. Shoots. Misses. Ball's tipped a couple times. Up and in by Jaeger. Oh, my goodness. Kodiak Jaeger skying for the tip. Out on top, Abrams to Horning. Horning misses a three. Rebound, Blake. Coach is wanting him to run. There finds Jaeger a little late. Jaeger tried to chase down the loose ball. It's off of Pels' leg. Blake was a little late getting the ball ahead to Kodiak. Warriors basketball. They'll inbound right side of the key on the baseline. They lob it into Jackson. It's tipped by Abrams. Jackson gets it back. And they go in the corner. White, nobody on him, puts up a three. No good. Warriors have not hit a three tonight, I don't think,
Ron. Tommy Jackson tipped that ball, and Jason got it.
Not one three-pointer tonight for the Warriors.
I don't remember one.
Nope.
There's a foul.
We got a travel on White before he got fouled. Picked up his pivot foot a little quick. He's trying to find out what the call was. Shaking his head a little bit, didn't like that. It's a little sloppy on the fundamentals there, and that'll get you. Abrams and Horning play catch against this Warriors 1-2-2 press.
Travel.
Horning swings it ahead to Abrams. Abrams, now he's trapped, gets it back to Horning. White being aggressive. There's a kick out to Sonnehy. Back out to inside now to Horning. Turns, hits a little five-footer. Good in-and-out action there by the Mavericks. Warriors up 12, 32-20. Blake down in the corner to Jaeger. Tight pressure there. Jaeger penetrates in, pulls up from 10, misses that one. Ball tipped loose and picked up by Abrams. Waits as Eubanks with it. Top of the key, backs it out. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pels kicks it out. Sonahe, three-pointer, good.
That one.
He has not looked to shoot all night long.
He had a lot of, it's too much open space. Nobody jumped in his face.
Well, I think people got lazy because he hasn't looked to shoot all night long. No. You assume he can't. 9-point game. Warriors lead has evaporated here down to single digits. Blake fakes the three, works left down into the corner on Sonahe. He goes baseline, goes out the other side. He's going to pick up Pels. that's not fair for the 6'7 kid to have the 5'10 kid driving at him and then give a little shifty move on him. There's almost no way you can't foul him. Blake goes down hard, though. That's a lot of impact. Like you said, Pels kid's a big kid. Third foul on Pels. We go to the corner, Blake. Back down low to Nelson. Nelson fakes a shovel pass to the cutter. Hits White. White short on the three.
Tommy.
And the rebound saved. Jaeger misses, and it's off of Riverdale and out of bounds. We Warrior basketball. Jackson got the tip, and Jaeger was able to get the rebound and put it up, but couldn't finish. Warrior basketball, right side of the key on the baseline.
Tommy Jackson is definitely a blue-collar worker. He gets a lot of loose balls.
Jaeger down low, turn, jump hook, no good. Jackson over the back this time. Just what you were talking about. Hustling for every loose ball, you're going to get a few of those calls. I think Jackson might have been leaning on his back a little bit as he went up. 32-23. Warriors up 9. 3:26 left to go, third quarter. Abrams to Horning, back to Abrams. Just missed on the tip there by Nelson. They do a good job of breaking that press. Very fundamentally sound on their press break, Ron. They don't try to do too much most of the time. Well coached in that area. Waits as Eubanks with a hard drive to the left hand, lays it up off the glass and in. Warriors let him go left. Every time that happens, good things happen for Riverdale, bad things for the Warriors. Blake pushes up the left side, gets bumped, and that'll be, they're going to say out of bounds or a foul? They're going to say a foul and a technical. Here it comes. They just teed up Sonahe.
Two fouls.
So he just picked up two fouls just like that. Oh, Coach Nelson heard the 33. He thought it was on Kodiak, Ron.
Well, he was lobbying. he was lobbying the wrong ref. He was over here at half court lobbying the ref right here, and the ref underneath
he didn't
the basket.
Know, yeah, he didn't know what the call had been. Then he heard technical foul on 33, and I think he thought it was on Kodiak. Mm-hmm. That might be a little history there for Coach Nelson. Blake to the line, hits a free throw. Blake with just 3 points in the game. He'll have another one. And then it'll be Warrior basketball. Excuse me. Blake hits them both.
And they get the ball out of bounds.
So they had a little momentum going there. Had an 8-point game and were playing pretty well. They had a 7-point game. Now it's back to 9, and the Warriors have the ball back. And Jason thought they were going to take the ball out right in front of the scorer's table there. And he was standing out of bounds. The ball is going on the other side. He and the official exchanging some pleasantries about that. A little basketball humor there. Jason was expecting somebody to hand him the ball. He's waiting for it. They're taking the ball out on the other side of the floor. Jason's just standing out of bounds. Nelson with a little drive. Loses it. Gets it back. Kicks it back out to Blake. Blake high post to to Jackson. Jackson with a drive. Takes it up hard. Misses. Nelson comes up with the loose ball. Gets it out to Jaeger. Jaeger to White, and they reset. White gets a carry called on him. And I got to get Jay to sit down because he's blocking my view. Jay, I'm telling you, man, there's nowhere for me to look out here. If you stand up, I can't see the floor. It's hard to believe. I don't have much of an angle. All right. Warriors turn it over on the carry. Abrams with it. Down in the corner to Bong. Drives baseline. Trapped down there. And throws it away. Nope. And they get it back. Nice save out there by Abrams. Waits Eubank hits a three. Nobody rotated over to get to him, and he hits a three-pointer. He's got 5 in the quarter, 8 in the game. Nelson wants Coach Nelson wants a timeout. It's a 6-point game, and it should not be that close. Warriors are not rotating over, getting to their man on defense. They're giving up open looks in this half alone.
But not very many shots are dropping. I don't think we've made a three yet.
We have not made a three this game. They have made 3 3-pointers by 3 different guys, 2 of them here in the third quarter. And Warriors just struggling to find any kind of offensive rhythm at their end of the floor. And defensively, the Pels kid has hurt them down low. And then Waitress Eubank has hit a couple of he's got, like I said, he's got 5 points in this half. He's hit maybe a six. I can't remember. I think he had a free throw, too, so he's got 6 points.
He had a drive. Remember, they let him drive left.
He got the two on that. He got a three just a second ago, and I think he was 1 for 2 from the foul line before that.
Yeah.
And so he's got 6 points in the quarter. And so, and then Sanai, the guy that went out with the back-to-back fouls there, the personal and the technical, hit a three. And the Warriors' defense just not being very fundamentally sound, kind of taking some things for granted out there a little bit and letting Riverdale hang around in this game. And it should, they shouldn't be. All right. Warriors basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. White gets it into Wart in the corner, now out to Blake. Blake back in the corner to White. White with a drive, gets inside, kicks it back around. Blake, top of the key, three-pointer. Good.
Yeah, we find
just
it.
Like that, a little 22-footer. Got a three-pointer going, and that makes it a 9-point lead. Warriors back in their pressure.
The difference was it came out of the offense.
And there's a throwaway. Horning trying to hit Bong, and Bong cut to the basket, and Horning threw it to the corner.
It wasn't a forced three. It was three or four really nice passes and then a wide-open three.
White with it on the right side. They beat the pressure. Backs it out.
Try to bring him out.
Taking his
zone.
Time here.
Try to bring him out.
Still taking his time. It's his 2-3. He's got to back up. He's going to get a 5-second call. Now he gets his little space there to Blake. Blake to Nelson in the corner. Looking inside. Now goes back to Blake.
Oof.
They've got the high post, low post. They didn't get it to Jaeger that time. Now they swing it to Jaeger on the wing. Back out to Blake. Like to get this inside to Wart with some good passing. Let him finish against Pels inside. White with it. Swings it back to Blake. Blake looks at the three, doesn't take it. There's the pass right there. They get it to Josh. Josh turns, kicks it back out to White. White drives, step through, missed the shot, and the rebound is loose, and it's going to be picked up by Nelson, out by half court. Nelson with it. I'm having to fight back left and right. Every time Scott stands up, I can't see the top of the key. Jason backs it out. 52 seconds to go. Third quarter. Now he penetrates.
Nice.
Tried to go low. Wart was cutting. Wart put the brakes on thinking Nelson was going to shoot, and Jason passed it to where he thought Josh was cutting to, and the ball went out of bounds. That's just Josh not used to playing with Jason that much. Jason gets a kick ball, kicks it out of bounds. Warriors up 37-28, 44 seconds left to go, third quarter. Riverdale with it. They get it across half court. Abrams penetrates to the foul line, pulls up, takes a tough shot, no good. Ball tipped loose. Waitress Eubanks with it, drives left. Ball knocked away by Blake and out of bounds. Good hustle by Zach. Thought he got pushed on that, but talking to the official a little bit, thought Waitress Eubanks gave him a little push. Warriors are going to go back to man-to-man defense here. We get it into Waitress Eubanks. Nelson on him. Waitress Eubanks works to the right. Kicks it to Abrams for three, and he hits it. I'm telling you, Ron, I watched these guys shoot in pregame, and I saw 1 3-pointer go in, I think, and it was by the big guy, Pels. I didn't see anybody else make anything out there, and they have hit 4 3-pointers, and they've got 4 3-pointers from 4 different guys.
Yeah.
23 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 37-31. They're going to have the ball when we come back from this timeout. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 23 seconds left to go in the third quarter of this one. Warriors up 37-31 against Riverdale. Game that should not be close at all, but the Warriors have been impatient on the offensive end oftentimes and defensively have been a little lazy to get out on shooters and giving them open looks. I think they've kind of taken this win for granted.
They're just a feisty little team, well coached, good fundamentals.
They're very well coached, I'll give them that. They don't have a lot of basketball talent. They don't have a lot of athleticism, but what they do have, they are using very well. There's a bounce pass on the baseline. Jaeger flips it up and in. Another assist for Jason Nelson. Jaeger doing a great job offensively of finishing around the rim. Bong drives, and that's going to be a hip check by Kodiak, and it was clearly a foul. I mean, he bumped him out of bounds right in front of the official. I mean, 3 feet from the official, you can't complain about the call. Jaeger was playing good defense, but he just stayed tight on him. That's going to be four on Kodiak.
No, it's not.
Nope. That's the wrong 33. Three on Kodiak. There we go.
It's three.
And he's going to get Tommy back in. He doesn't want Kodiak to pick up his fourth foul here in the third quarter. So this will be a full timeout because that's what Scott has to work with there. We're going to take a quick break. 4.8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 39-31 Warriors over the Riverdale Mavericks with 4.8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Low-scoring game. Warriors have only scored 11 points in this quarter. They've been outscored 16-11. Had a 13-point lead at halftime. It's down to 7 now. And that's really happened, like we were just talking about before the break, about a little lazy on both ends of the floor, impatient on the offensive end, and a little lazy on the defensive end to rotate to some shooters. Riverdale basketball underneath their own basket. They try to get it in. Finally, turnover. Yes. Blake with a steal. 3 seconds to go. Pushes it up the floor. Pulls up from three-point range. And that was a good job by the Pels kid to challenge that shot. Mm-hmm. And Blake had to double clutch it. And as a result, couldn't get the ball to the basket. 39-31 Warriors after three. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter from Riverdale High School. Amity Warriors leading the Mavericks 39-31 in this Riverdale Tournament Championship game. Warriors being urged by their coach to relax and to change their body language a little bit. But the biggest concern really has just been execution on both ends of the floor. Warriors have been a little lackadaisical on the defensive end, haven't rotated to shooters as well as they should, given some open looks. Riverdale's hit three out of 5 or 6 three-pointers here in this half. But the ones they've hit have been wide open looks, nobody even close to the shooter. And Riverdale, on the other hand, very aggressive on the defensive end in their zone to really get out on shooters and challenge the Warriors. The Warriors have to be patient on the offensive end. Riverdale ball to start the fourth. Waits Eubanks with it. He plays a little catch with Abrams out top. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Waits Eubanks. Pulls up, 18-footer, top of the key, no good. Rebound by Horney, no box out by Nelson. Gets it to Waitches Eubanks for three, he misses. And Pels with the rebound. So Warriors give up two, and they got him for a push down the corner. They got a little tight on Pels, and I think that's probably Josh Wart with a little push in the back there. The official's coming over to make the call. It is on Josh. That is his second, I believe. Fourth team foul on the Warriors, just three on Riverdale. Mavericks will inbound far side of the court. They're going left to right in front of us here. Horning with it out top to Waitches Eubanks. I'll get that right. Picks up his dribble. Dumps it in the high post. Knocked away. And that's going to be Wart reaching in. Got a little anxious on that. That's that lack of discipline we're talking about, Ron. You have to be patient against a team.
Well, that guy's not going to do anything 18 feet from the basket, that's for sure.
Josh's eyes got big. That was kind of a lazy pass. But Pels is a big guy to get around. To try to get to it. Horning, left corner three, misses that one. Nelson tips it, Wart with the rebound. Warriors dodge a bullet there. That was a good look for Horning out of the corner. He's hit one tonight, but he's missed the last couple. Nelson down low to Jackson. Jackson turns, shovels it, and turns it over. Thought he was giving it to Wart, gave it to Abrams. Abrams takes it in. That's Eustace Eubanks. Wait, Eubanks, he misses. Rebound by Jackson. Sorry about that. That was a fast break basket that was missed. Good Blake, defense by Blake. Blake to get back. Yep.
Yeah, really nice defense.
White with it. Backs it out a little bit. 2-3 zone with Pels in the middle. He takes up most of that key. White tries to shovel the pass down to Jackson, throws it away. So that's at least three turnovers here in the last couple of minutes of this game, Ron, where the Warriors have tried to give a little shovel pass or a little bounce pass to the wrong, and nobody's there.
Yeah.
So it's just lack of communication, lack of execution on the Warriors' part. High post Pels with it. Play a little catch out there. You got to step back on Pels, I think, if he catches the ball there. There's a ball loose. Pels gets to it, and he throws it away. He says it was tipped. The officials don't think so.
Jeff, I think offensively we're just, I think, suffering from a little bit of lack of practice the last 2 weeks.
That might be part of it. Yep.
They've been sick, and they haven't been able to work on some very fundamental things, like breaking down a zone. And
just kids not moving to where the open spot is when the guy drives, too. White with it in the corner. Bounce pass out to Blake. Blake, top of the key, swings it to Nelson. He's got it on the right wing. He puts the ball on the floor to White. White dribbles into traffic. Bounce pass out to Nelson. Dangerous play. Nelson knocked away. Waits to Eubank. Tips it. Nelson drives right into traffic. And we've got a blocking foul. So that's going to put Nelson maybe on the line. I don't know if they'll give him a shooting foul on this or not. The outside official made the call. She says it was on Pels. That's his fourth, I believe.
He's got four and 33. He's got four. They're getting themselves in a little bit of foul trouble.
Let me see here if that is four. I think it is. Yes, it is. Warriors basketball.
Nice Wart pass.
Shovels it to Nelson, and he finger rolls it right over the front of the rim. Josh Wart, I thought he lost that ball, but it was a pass.
Yeah.
To Jason Nelson. Nelson lays it up and in. The back door tipped away by White. He got back on his man. Wart comes down with it. Gets it to Blake. Blake ahead to Wart. Wart drives, goes in, spins, up and in. What a move on Pels. Josh Wart drove baseline, spun back to the right hand, bumped into Pels, and laid it up and in. What a move by the freshman. That's how you execute a little drive and post move there.
Drop step.
Kick out in the corner. They dump it down low to Pels. He backs down. And that's how you get low post position right there. Pels just puts a hip into Wart, moves him about 3 feet, and gets the lay-in. I don't think Josh has had to battle with somebody with quite that much size. We've played some tall kids, but this kid's got some girth in the hips, and he just kind of bangs you down low and then shoots over you. Bounce pass down low to Jackson. Lays it up and in. What a play by Zach Blake to get it to Tommy Jackson, and Jackson finishes at the rim. Nice job by Zach. Break down that defense. 45-33 Warriors. 4:50 left to go here in this one. Jaeger going to come back into the game. Headed to the scorer's table. Bong lobs inside. Ooh. Wart jumps up. He fronted Pels and jumps up and comes down with a steal. Nice job by the freshman there.
He really needs to play.
Well, he's coming off of being really sick. Didn't play down at Coquille. And sometimes when you've had that flu, it just takes a while to get your legs back. And he played quite a bit last night. He's played quite a bit after the first quarter tonight. He's been on the floor quite a bit, and this has been a good experience for him against another big kid. Warriors running some clock here. Coming up on the four-minute mark. White with it. Breaks his man down off the dribble. Gets into the paint. A little out of control. Gets it to Wart in the corner. Wart back out to Blake. Just a one extra dribble there by White. Blake gets in the key, loses it off of Wart's hands. Wart struggling, trying to get it. Blake ends up with it in the corner. Warriors just not having good spacing and under control like they need to be. Now Blake backs it out, sets it up. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Blake to Nelson. Nelson in the corner to White. White dribbles it back out, goes behind his back. Now penetrates in a little bit, back in the corner to Nelson. Nelson goes baseline, and they got him for a travel. It was a nice move, but he couldn't keep that pivot foot when he did his step through. Tommy out and Kodiak in for the Warriors. 3.5 minutes to go. Scott trying to tell the official what he did. The official says, not paying any attention to you. Not what I saw. 45-33.
I haven't seen a ref ever change.
No, it really doesn't happen often.
No.
Now, if you're trying to convince him of the move for the next time down the floor, maybe. But even if you think it was a good move.
It was a great move.
Waitress Eubanks with it. Plays catch with Abrams out top. Warriors in man-to-man defense. They're getting out on shooters a lot better now. They lob it inside to Pels. Back out in the corner, Horning. Ooh. Jaeger challenges. Pels with the rebound. Gets a second one. And this time Nelson hacks him in the back of the head. Boy, he got up high for that first rebound.
Yes, he did.
He's 6'7". He's not a great leaper, but he got up well above the rim to get that first rebound. Came down, went back up, and the second time on the second rebound attempt, Scott still working this official. Pels misses the free throw. Clayton Pels, junior. Scott still demonstrating to the official what Jason did on the drive, and the official having none of it. Pels makes the second. He's 2 out of 4 from the line. He has 10 points in the game. 3:04 to go in this one. Warriors up by 11 and the ball. Blake gets it across half court against this pressure. Boy, they have not played deep on their bench either. These kids must be in pretty good shape, Ron.
They're just 6 deep, I think.
Yeah, and they've been pressuring the whole game, and 33 has been on the bench for a long time with those 4 fouls. So, and this zone, zones wear you out. People think, you know, zone is where you get a break. It isn't. Against a team like the Amity that's got a lot of good shooters on the outside, the zone wears you out. There's a bad pass inside, but Sam gets it back. Sets it back up to Blake. He passed that right off the leg of Pels, but it came back to him. Warriors have good outside shooters, which means you have to really cover a lot of ground in the zone. Warriors continue to penetrate, and we've got a hand check there. Or a little blocking foul called against the Mavericks. It's going to be on
23.
Must be on Waitress Eubanks. That's his fourth. Warriors box it up. Nice pass to Wart right at the rim. Lays it up and in. Nice dive by Wart right to the basket from the foul line. A little delayed dive. Sammy found him for the basket. Good pass by Sam. Way to be patient and see what was going to open up there. So often on inbounds plays, kids are not patient to let the play run through. Waitress Eubanks with it on the wing. Puts up a three. No good. Rebound inside. We're going to have a... Is it a foul or just off? I'm going to say it was off of Pels. Yeah, I thought they were going to get Pels maybe for a foul there. He kind of went through Jaeger. 2 minutes to go in this one. Warriors up 13. A hard-fought game against a really good zone team. We haven't seen a lot of good zone defenses. Most teams don't play a great half-court zone because it requires so much work. Teams have to be so committed to getting out, getting in, getting out as the ball is rotated. A lot of teams just don't run it well disciplined. Blake draws contact, misses.
Oh,
Jaeger
wow.
misses the tip. Nice
he's
hustle by Kodiak. That was a little bit like the dunk he had a couple games ago. Abrams to Bong. His shot, he's fouled by Jaeger. That'll be 5 on Kodiak. Trying to get back and challenge the shot. Thought he had the block, but he got a piece of the arm on that. Joe McNulty headed into the game, minute and a half to go. Zach over talking to Coach Nelson, saying the official giving him a funny look when he asked her a question. First one missed by Bong. So, that was only 4 on Kodiak. I thought Kodiak had fouled out. So Jason Nelson out, and that gets Eubanks into the game. Bong misses the first. He'll have one more. And he misses them both, and Wart tips it to himself. Nice job to tip it away from Pels and then go get the ball. There's a little trick to, you know, Dennis Rodman used to do that better than anybody, Ron. He'd go up and tip a ball, yes. And then he would go get it because he could get up there. And we're going to have a foul on Bong down on the baseline. Rodman was a master at getting up, tip a ball once, twice, sometimes 3 times, and then would chase it down because he could get off the floor quick. He wasn't the biggest guy, wasn't the tallest guy, wasn't the strongest guy. But that's a trick that you use when you're giving up size and length is if you can just get a finger on it and tip it, then you can go get the ball. That's the craft of rebounding. And it's not an easy thing to do. You have to be tenacious and be willing to work. So we're going to have a 1-on-1 foul here called. I don't know who it was on. It was on Bong. I think it's going to put Jaeger on the line. He's got to check back into the game.
Well, I think they're just counting up that they forgot to put the technical as a team foul.
Well, they're checking it right now. So if that's the case, Jaeger will be at the line to shoot 1-on-1.
It's still out of bounds.
Nope, it's out of bounds. So they're going to put Jackson back in. Jaeger comes back out. He thought he was going to get some free throws. No. They're going to get this wrong every time here. So back and forth, back and forth. And finally, Kodiak's out of the game. It's not a shooting foul. There's only six fouls. So Jackson in. Jackson, Wart, McNulty, Smith, and Hatch. Hatch gets it into McNulty. Joe, bounce pass down to Hatch in the corner, back to Joe. McNulty with it, a minute 15 to go in this one. Warriors will sew this one up here in the next minute here. We come up on the one-minute mark. Hatch with it. Little penetration, backs it out. It'd be nice if Scott would sit down here with 1 minute to go so I could at least watch the game. Hard to see. Lob it inside to Jackson. Jackson turns back out to McNulty. Missed Wart in the high post there. He had him. McNulty back out to Hatch. Brian, couple of dribbles, penetrates into the foul line to Wart. Wart goes baseline. He traveled. And he was getting ready to do that same spin move. He was looking for some contact out of Pels, but he traveled when he caught the ball.
His eyes get real big when the big guy jumps out. He knows he's got it.
Well, and Josh is good at putting the ball on the floor from the perimeter.
Yes.
And that's going to serve him very well in his high school career. When you're 6'4 and you can put the ball on the floor and get to the basket, you know, it's rare that we find kids with good length that know how to use it off the drive. Mavericks basketball, 22 seconds to go. Warriors still playing man-to-man defense. They lob inside to Pels, back out in the corner. There's a three-pointer by Abrams, no good. Weak side rebound by Bong. Swings it back out to Waitch's Eubanks. Yeah, I swear, Ron, there's somebody else in this league that we've played in our league that had the name Waitch's Eubanks. I wish I could remember who that was. There's a jumper by Abrams just before the buzzer. And the final score, Amity 47 and Riverdale 36. What a perfect example, Ron, of a team who made a game closer than it should have been by playing great defense and disciplined offense. Mm-hmm. Using what they had. What they had was a 6'7 kid who could score inside. The Pels kid ended up with 10 points, and he was their leading scorer for the Warriors. Kodiak Jaeger had 16 in the game, did a great job of finishing around the rim.
Those were all just second-effort points.
They were. Well, they were and being in the right spot when somebody penetrated and drew the defense.
Yeah.
And being able to finish around the rim. You remember a few years back, Derek Oyua. That's all he did.
Yes.
He just waited and waited and waited and played rebound and defense, and when he got the opportunity, he finished at the rim. Jaeger with 16 to lead all scorers. Zach Blake had 7 points in the game. Jason Nelson had 7 points. Josh Wart with 5. Sam White with 6. Tommy Jackson with 4. And Brian Hatch with 2 for the Warriors. The Warriors are going to get their trophy here. Zach Blake runs out, gets it for the Warriors. Nice job, Warriors boys and girls, with wins here at the Riverdale tournament. We're glad you joined us tonight. Hope you have a good rest of your holiday season. Be safe out there. And we will be back on the air on January 3rd from Sandingham Christian School down north of Corvallis,
where
the Warriors will take them on for the first league game. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thanks, Ron, for joining me and helping me out tonight. And we just hope all you Warrior fans have a great New Year's. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.